3rd, PowderBurns.org is our guest for another 30 minutes, and I've got a huge news blitz coming up. Sorry, no calls today. But I think we're going to have open phones quite a bit throughout the week. We've got some huge guests coming up this week, though, but believe me, the news, you've got to stay with us for that. I want to get Shelley, as a former police officer, former Army sniper, former DEA agent who worked all sorts of hardcore cases in Latin America, in D.C., all over the U.S., I want to get his take on what happened to Raed Hamad, who we now talk to the head of the Islamic Center, his the biggest one in Austin where he went, where they washed his body, and he was cut up, tortured all over, beaten. They said when they brought him the body, guts were all hanging out. None of that is on the news. Just sliced open, torn open everywhere. And it's just like Gary Webb. They blow his jaw up and shoot him in the side of the head, and they say he committed suicide. He told his friends at his last house, he came home and guys were climbing down his pipe drain. Then the media spun it and said, oh, he lived in a one-story now. The point is, we said a year before he did that it was a pipe drain. His so-called friend, who he actually wrote about and said wasn't his friend, came out and said that, oh, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. Cop of the year, Terrence Yakey, who brought up the people at Oklahoma City, who saw the BATF involved. He called his partner and said, feds are following me. I got the files. They told him to turn the files in he had. He was tortured, stabbed, burned, electrical burns, 2 bullet holes in the back of the head. That's their own autopsy. They said he shot himself twice in the back of the head. We had the just all these other people they murdered. And then they say that people commit suicide. And Shelley, you've talked about this. What does this case sound like to you? I've got the APD's own report here but just from what I've told you, what does that sound like to you?
Well, basically, what it is they try to extract information from him, who he contacted and so forth. And by doing that, they have to torture him, and then they'll kill him. And then basically, the government runs the police. And the police are not going to go against the government, and it'll probably more than likely be ruled suicide. But when in fact of the matter is that these things are continuing to happen for many, many years. There's a lot of cases all over the country where this has occurred and continues to occur.
And you describe in his case, there's no note. He told no one. But in some cases, there's even notes, and it's come out later that they were killed. And you described on air how that works. You walk in your house, they put you in handcuffs, they say, here's your kids, we're going to kill them if you don't write this down.
Exactly. And basically, I know of two cases that's actually what happened, and they gave the guy to think about it, and he actually thought about it. He was happy at the very end of what he was going to do because, he was saving his family. And he actually committed suicide by them forcing him to do that, and he did that. And sometimes they're forced to write a letter, and then it happens. And what happens is the government is good at doing that, and they do follow through on killing a member of his family, whether it's an accident or a drowning or something like that. But it does happen.
Have you seen the movie The Shooter? With Wahlberg, where the government's got the apparatus where they make you shoot yourself?
Exactly, yeah. That I saw that a lot of times in Central America. Basically, ironically enough, just recently in Guatemala, the guy's in my book, his name is Victor Rivera. He was a Venezuelan advisor for the death squads in Salvador and in Guatemala. He was involved in kidnapping a lot of the military officers and getting money from them, but he worked for the CIA. He was paid by Jack McCavitt as his case agent in Central America. So literally he went to work for Guatemala, and the government of Guatemala hired him as an advisor, and he was involved in the shooting, in the investigation of two of the congressmen from Salvador that were killed in Guatemala. Bottom line is this guy just got whacked last week. I mean, he, two cars pulled over next to him, just shot the hell out of him. But he knew so much, and he was working for the CIA.
Who do you think killed him?
Well, it's probably the same government and the CIA. He became a liability, and they whacked him. And, he worked for so many years. If you work for the Central Intelligence Agency, you're usually protected. But when this happened, it comes to a point that this guy, we don't need him anymore.
Good. Stay there.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Shelley and I were talking during the break about 18 veterans a day. I saw the federal study last week committing suicide. Those that don't commit suicide. See, in World War II, they knew. In World War I, they knew. If you spent a year or 11 and a half months on average in a term, you would have about half the people have problems for the rest of their life, major mental problems. Because as tough as you are, really stressful, traumatic things, or even just a lot of hard work and working 18 hours a day, which happens in combat, it changes you for the rest of your life. You're either a workaholic, either you keep having that, you know, getting yourself to work that hard, you just basically fall apart. And there, you know, there's some ways to try to work on it. Well, now they have them stay. Some of them are starting their fifth tour in Iraq. I mean, they know these men. No one has ever. Korea, World War II, Vietnam. I mean, catch 22. You had to fly 22 missions, and you still had more than a 60% chance of dying on your B-17s going into Germany. They can only do 22 missions. Okay, and it's called catch 22 because only 22 missions, but you're probably going to die anyways. That is the situation. And I never even knew that my dad's dad was a B-17 gunner until he died. And then they, years later, dug open his almanacs with him in the plane and photos and letters and, you know, all the, his buddies and them getting shot up by the Germans. You know, the family didn't even, he wouldn't even talk about it. And that was just 22 missions over Germany. So my point is that now they're coming home to be cops and they're just, their minds are completely fried. Shelley, I mean, what would you have been like if you would have served 5 tours in Vietnam?
Well, that's really horrible to do that, and yet the army is still saying that it's okay, that they'll be okay, and of course it's not. And the majority of the veterans that come back want to go into law enforcement. because they're still looking for that bullet with their name on it. I did it. I got out of Vietnam, went to school right away, became a police officer, detective sergeant, and then worked for the DEA for 12 years. And basically, that's what we normally do. These ATF agents that arrested me, they're all veterans. One of them looks like he's really PTSD after serving 10 years in the war or in the military, in the United States Army for 10 years. And, you know, you could tell it. You can see it in his eyes, you know, what the problem is. And, you know, a lot of us are talking about the Iraqi veterans, but the bottom line is...
What do their eyes look like? Describe that and then get back into that.
The eyes are deep. They're 1,000-mile eyes, they call them. You know, it's a big, you know, the guy is just really deep looking at you, whether he's listening to you or not listening to you. He's just, you know, a glaze in the eye that can tells you right off the bat. And you know what? There were four suicides in Dallas.
18 a day. You were going to make a point.
Yeah, 18 a day, and there were four this year in Dallas at the VA clinic, psychiatric ward in Dallas. So they had to close it down last week. Well, guess what? Three of the four were Vietnam vets. They hung themselves. 58 years old, and one was 57, I think. One of them found him, and then he later went up there, rented a garage, put his truck back in there, closed the door, and committed suicide. So Vietnam
why?
Veterans,
you've got it. Why? Why does it drive them to do
well,
that?
Well, because it's, you know, it's just the older you get, the worse the PTSD gets on you. You know, you want to fight everybody. Everybody's against you emotionally. You're on medication. You can't sleep at night. When ATF went into my house, I had guns in the doors of my house. I sleep with my door open because I wanna see who's coming in. You know, you can't hold a job. You're married 2 or 3 times. You know, and it's the signs are there. And you know, we're talking about those guys doing 3 tours, 4 tours. Well, you know what? I did 6 straight years in Central America training dead squads. Now tell me if that does not affect me. Of course it does. And then I come home. And, you know, I was talking to a group of veterans just last week, and he said, you know, I feel so bad, so guilty, because I got divorced, and I wasn't there for my kids. And he said, you know what, don't feel bad. It's worse if you're there with the family and you take it out on them. And I have never, ever looked at that before. And you know, I apologize every time. I talk to my kids 3-4 times a day. I talk to them because I want to tell them that I love them and I care about them. I mean, if I ever leave this world, I want to make sure that they know that. And it's devastating for them right now because I've always been there for them. That I'm not going to be there the next 10 years because I'm going to be in prison because of what I believe in doing. And
because the Second Amendment has to die.
Exactly. So, you know, that's basically what it is. And, you know, we're suffering. And
what is your lawyer saying? What is the battle plan? How do we help you, Sully? I mean, you said my listener sent you around $1,000 that paid for half the lawyer just in last week's court.
Exactly. You know, he's asking for $15,000, and I ended up with about $1,000. And I had to pay him that $1,000 to file the motion not to show up for that hearing. And, you know, I still need a lot of help. I know a lot of you, economic-wise, it's very hard on everybody, the gasoline and so forth. But if you please send whatever. I had a lady send me $7. I had a young kid from high school send me $5. You know, that is great because, you know, people are getting educated. People are learning. And the more you send, the better. And prayers. I got over 50 letters, 50 prayers from people. As a matter of fact, I got a lady, I have no idea who she is, but she sent me this on the mail. And that's for me to wear. And you know, it's a coupler. And it is very important to those people that have actually sent me this prayers. I mean, I'm in their prayers every night. And people, you know, just become believers and, you know, in God Almighty, that he'll be there for us. And I certainly hope. And if he doesn't, then that there's a reason for it. And I just hope that everything turns out fine with me.
Well, it's a really touching story, Sully. It's got tears in my eyes. And I want to talk about that because a lot of these guys that work for the evil, they're like caught up in a rat race. They're all stressed out. They're crazy. They believe the propaganda. It's about us against them. How do they do the evil? I see cops spraying people all the time, and all these squad car videos are coming out now because people are putting hidden cameras in their cars because they're so cheap. Where the cop pulls a young guy over, and the kid's nice, and the cops are screaming at him and says, I'll set you up. I'll win. I'll show you I'm the winner. You know, I'll show you who wins. And I mean, you know, people. How does cops take people's kids for CPS with no warrants, no abuse, no due process? How do they take old ladies' money and asset forfeiture seizure? I mean, you know, I know some of them are just evil, but a lot of them, they're like robots.
So well, basically what it is this people here, this agents, that it's a new generation now. Before, you used to have a little respect for the public. And now what it is that they think they're above the law. And a lot of times they are above the law. And basically, they like to cut corners to make cases, and that's how they get promoted. The more cases you build, the more people you arrest, the more drugs you seize or guns you seize, that's how you get promoted, and so forth, and that's what they're looking for.
And it's better to go after good citizens because they don't tend to fight back as much.
Exactly, and, you know, they prey on the weak. Why the cartels? You know, what I asked the ATF agent, that one of the guys that... that searched I saw him at the gun show. I told him, I says, why don't you guys go after the American M16s that are being sold to the cartels in Mexico? You know what he said to me? He said, well, you know what? That's our government selling it to other third world governments, and those third world governments will sell them to the cartels.
Well, I was about to say, and that's who's shooting at the Border Patrol and the FBI and sheriff's deputies. But expanding on that, Bush wants to send $147 billion to the Mexican government to, quote, fight terror and drugs. That's to consolidate the drug dealing, isn't it?
Exactly. It's all profits to the war on drug has never worked. Enforcement has never worked.
Well, it's worked to make more drugs.
Well, yeah, it is, and that's...
But I mean, not work the way they say.
They're supposed to work, and yet Congress keeps funneling millions of dollars into the drug war, and we got more drugs today than we did 10, 15 years ago. Why? Because that's what they use us to get scared on our kids being on drugs and so forth. And, you know, it doesn't work. We spend billions of dollars in source countries. We can't even make a dent. So basically, it's got to tell you that the answer's got to be treatment, prevention, and so forth, but not enforcement, because enforcement has never worked.
Shelley, I want to get into this article, and they have links to mainstream news articles, and if you Google this, you can go to the Transportation Authority in California, you can go to the news articles, where they're defending it. Out of the way, peasants, LouRockwell.com, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com, they are a special class of people, basically exempt from the law. It says they're allowed to drink and drive, speed, not pay tolls. And it says that it's the law enforcement, other government agencies, and their families, they get special plates. And it goes into a 1978 program that started to protect the confidentiality of peace officers, so members of the public couldn't find their addresses on Department of Motor Vehicles. But it says over the years, the program has been expanded from one set of government workers to another. And it just goes on to say that they are allowed to do whatever they want now. I mean, this is insane that we've gotten to this point, Sully. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, there's no accountability.
Right now we had a constable who used to work, well, that ran for a constable's position there in South Texas. He worked for DPS for many years, and he finally got fired because of family violence. And, it was a very serious charge that he had on him. He had a couple of charges on him, and yet they were all of a sudden dismissed. And, he was fired. There was enough evidence to let him go, fire him for that. And now he's running for, or was running for constable down in South Texas. And thank God he lost, because, you know, can you imagine a guy like that going into more power of being a constable and abusing the citizens?
Well, you're in this film, American Drug War, with Kevin Booth and everybody else. And you've seen the video of Sheriff Arpaio. And, I mean, he literally drives his car into businesses, stumbling around. He looks like he's on something. And he's just, when you talk to him, I've seen raw footage. The guy is publicly insane.
Well, you know why? Because he's a Vietnam vet. I don't know if you're aware of that.
But
he is a Vietnam vet.
And former DEA.
And former DEA. And guess who else? Our presidential candidate. McCain suffers from PTSD, but they will never bring it out. They say he's got a short fuse. No, it's his PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well,
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Final segment with Sully Castillo, an intense news blitz for the final 30 minutes of the show coming up in the next segment. Sully, we're talking about how these guys feel good persecuting you and hopping things up against you, cooking them up. On a lighter note, what do you think of the final edition of American Drug War that's aired over 50 times on Showtime? The cops that set you up for basically laughed about it. So that means it's getting out there. I'm hearing a buzz everywhere about the film. Give us your take on that.
Well, it's an excellent tape, not to blow my horn on, because I'm in the thing here, the DVD. But it's for the first time ever. We have the director of the DEA admitting that the CIA ran drugs back in the 80s from Central America. We had CIA agents, McFarlane, out of Honduras, who shipped large quantities of cocaine, over 1,000 kilos, to the U.S. To profit the covert operations that are being conducted by the CIA. You know, Noriega, you know, everybody's admitting to the whole thing. Noriega's being denied a release from prison because George Herbert Bush is scared that he might spill the guts, his guts out on what he knows, what he did with our government back in the 80s.
Well, I hope people will get it at InfoWars.com. It's not in stores until May 24th, but I have a deal with a filmmaker because I consulted on it, as you did, that we are selling it now at InfoWars.com, where you can call 888-253-3139 to get American Drug War. It's got 3 hours of extras. I mean, you're going to have a master's degree on how they bring it in, how they control it, how it's a fraud, how prescription drugs kill a lot more, how alcohol kills hundreds of thousands than marijuana. It is just such an important film, really a masterpiece, almost 5 years in the making by Kevin Booth. I started working with Kevin on this 5 years ago. Of course, 98% of it was his work. I was just honored to be involved with it. And again, available at InfoWars.com. Shelley, in closing, one way people can support you and get your book, you got like 300, 400 copies left. When it's gone, it's out of print. Powder Burns, the story of the government dealing the drugs, you witnessing it. It's a read you can't put down, and if people will just buy it from you, that will help you try to pay for the lawyer and beat these people. That way they can donate and actually get something back. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. You know, every little bit helps. I got about 300 copies left, and you know, I do want to sell them so I could get my financial support for my attorney and my defense, my legal defense. And go to my website, powderburns.org, or you can email me directly at powderburns@prodigy.net. And
now, to be clear, last week people had to call you or get your address to send you checks. Now you've got a donation PayPal at powderburns.org.
Exactly. It's a link there, and you can go straight to it, and I'll ship you out the books, and whatever donations, I always send a thank you card for it also.
Yeah, I got a thank you card from you, Shelley. By the way, I don't want thank you cards from you. You're too busy fighting for your life and your family right now, and we appreciate your courage.
Well, thank you, sir.
So just don't worry about sending me a thank you card. I got your thank you card. I
appreciate it. Yes, sir.
In fact, it's right here on my desk. Look right here. Got Shelley's thank you card right here. Very, very nice little thank you card.
That's Powder Burns.
Yep, and got me a little thank you thing here. From the book, thank you from my heart. Sent that out right after the show, April 8th. Shelley, you got 3 minutes left, or a minute and a half. Anything else you want to add?
No, your prayers will certainly be appreciated. I've gotten a lot of prayers from a lot of people, a lot of prayer books, a lot of you know, you can tell that the American people are very, very sincere. I got over 50 letters of people trying, supporting me, sending me donations, little donations, but they mean everything. And also the purchase of the books. Like I said, I got plenty of books, and I still need a lot of financial help. And one real fast thing, I need somebody to donate a tractor trailer, a little riding lawnmower tractor, because I'm going to be doing a pilgrimage all the way from McAllen to San Antonio in protest with PTSD for veterans. And I'm trying to get an old tractor so I can ride it up here. It's going to take me 3 or 4 days, and hopefully bring awareness to the veterans.
You want somebody to loan you a farm trailer because it'll get a lot of attention.
A little tractor trailer or riding lawnmower, something that I can actually drive all the way from McAllen into San Antonio with a banner saying, you know, support veterans with PTSD.
Well, and they should go with you and support you and
exactly.
Maybe videotape it, put it on YouTube
exactly.
To bring attention. Well, Shelley, give out your phone number.
My number is 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770.
Shelley, I want to thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. It's an honor to be with you.
You bet. Thank you, my friend. And we'll have Shelley in every month or so as this case of political persecution intensifies. And they told him they were going to get him. First political activities here in the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Hopefully we can change that back to what we once were. We've never been perfect, but we are very shameful today. But thank you for all your support of Shelley. News Blitz straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I will never surrender? Yeah, Sully Costello is a real hero. And he had commendations from two presidents. He was going way up the chain. And then he witnessed the death squads, the people he was training, the government drug dealing. He wrote letters to the presidents. He was told to shut up. It's like Terry Reid in the CIA. He was just mid-level training pilots and kind of running part of the airport. And they'd be unloading cocaine. He's like, what the hell is this, man? They're like, come on, you've been involved in Vietnam and everything. You know what goes on. He's like, yeah, but I'm not going to be part of this. I mean, that's how these people operate. And then the SWAT team your house and all these cops get killed fighting the drug war. But what are they going to do? We got millions of cops now, millions of bureaucrats, millions of people in prison. They got to do something. We got to make a deal with the cops. Look, we'll let you have 2 million cops like there are. We'll just pay you paychecks and go drink lemonade. I mean, they just don't hurt us anymore. I mean, they already, the more cops we get, they won't come to your house when you're robbed. Have you noticed that? Back when I was a kid and there was 250,000 cops, then it was 300,000, then it was 1 million, then 2 million. Man, something happened. The cops were there in 5 minutes and they were, oh, we're going to investigate this. They were actual officers. Were they corrupt? Yes. Were they perfect? No. But most of them were good. It is not that way now. I can't get a cop out to my house if it gets burglarized. I can't get a cop when my car gets stolen. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You pull over on the side of the road and try to urinate, they'll take you to jail for exposing yourself. Everybody I know isn't speeding now. They just get pulled over and they want to search your car. In fact, all these emails are pouring in where you'll just be in a shopping mall parking lot. They'll just stop everybody and search them. Or on the road. They're just searching us. It's in the news. They're running these martial law drills. I said I was going to news blitz. I'm already ranting. Okay, here is the stacks of news that I have. And there is a lot of it. And so I am just going to go through it as fast as I can. Oh, my gosh. Where to start? Where to begin? Oh, man. Okay. This is the stack of what I have not covered yet. Good God. Probably 60 articles. Okay. Let's just go ahead and give you the brief version of what's going on. Christina Todd Whitman not liable for telling residents the World Trade Center air was safe to breathe. Judge rules. Associated Press, and I will just give you the backstory. You can Google this. They knew day one it was deadly, and the White House ordered her to lie day two when she sent a memo saying it's deadly, asbestos, concrete, toxins. The meters are off the charts. It's a chemical disaster. And they were ordered to lie and say it was good, and she is not liable. That is Associated Press.
Okay.
That is one article. Behind TV analyst Pentagon's hidden hand. This is a New York Times whitewash, but admitting that every one of the military analysts is on the Pentagon payroll or control, lying to the public. There that is for you in the video cam. Recapping, I had Dr. Ibrahim Dramali on the show today to talk about how it looked like he'd been tortured and murdered, the local Palestinian activist, and thrown in the river. Unbelievable. That's about to retransmit when the show restarts feeding on the Internet. Unbelievable first hour coming up. Unbelievable second hour coming up in about 25 minutes. Oh, let's get technical, 22 and a half. Colorado lawmaker removed from podium over Mexican's remark, even though I disagree with his remark. He shouldn't be removed. That's a violation of free speech. Colorado legislature, known for kicking a photographer, was ordered to leave the podium, the State House representatives, on Monday because he called Mexican workers illiterate peasants. Now, I don't know if that's an unmean way to say it, but they do get free health care, free everything. They are above the law like the police. They don't get arrested for DWI, and they are illiterate peasants. That's what the Mexican government calls them. But I don't agree with the way he did it. He should have. But if you actually read the quote, they took it a little bit out of context. He said, I would like to have the opportunity to state the microphone why I don't think we need 5,000 more illiterate peasants in Colorado, Bruce said. And they call it an outburst. Well, the point is, it could have been more tactfully done, but everything is bankrupting. I mean, there was an article in Washington Post about how illegals get tens of thousands of free liver, heart, kidney transplants and go to the head of the line because you can't discriminate, so they have to go to the head of the line. Told you, when my finger was cut off, I couldn't get service, but the illegals could. Vets of Bush's war, Suvie, more than half wounded troops slipping through the cracks, alternate, not getting treatment. Summit renamed to defend North American Union critics. Bush and Mexican-Canadian leaders in New Orleans for fourth annual meeting. As the fourth annual summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America begins in New Orleans, White House is engaging in public relations campaign to reposition the meeting away from the controversial issue of continued continental integration. Build instead the North American Leaders Summit. They've changed it. The meeting appears designed to create photo opportunities showing President Bush from Mexico's President Felipe Calderon and Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper rather than emphasize the trilateral cooperation, the centerpiece of the previous SPP summits. They've got their own documents where they admit that they are merging all of this and say they've got to keep it secret from us, and then it's a North American Union. That's the September 22nd to 24th Banff Canada lawsuit documents available at judicialwatch.org. There is that. Kind of like DynCorp changed its name after it got caught running giant child kidnapping rings. By the way, you can't make stuff up like that. Go look into it. Find out it's true. I know you're a cop laughing in your car, but that's who you work for, okay? Go look it up and then cry your guts out and realize you work for Satan himself, okay? It's all over. I'm surprised I'm even alive. I thank God every day. It's just unbelievable. Food rationing confronts breadbasket of the world. AP and everybody else aren't reporting. I got a stack of these from yesterday I never even got to, that food rationing's already begun. Lots of food, you'll notice, isn't on store shelves now. Staples, corn, wheat, bread, things that it's involved with. The prices are up 40%, exploding. Everything we told you would happen because the dollar is plunging in value and there's problems worldwide. Big Agra is engineering this collapse. Kurt Nemo wrote a detailed article about that last night. With all their official UN documents on Infowars.com, if you want to actually know what they're doing. Olympic torch anti-freedom farce continues. Media banned from torch rally through nation's capital. In Australia, they are banning the media from covering the Olympic torch, where Chinese paramilitary forces have attacked U.S. citizens, British, French, and others. Unbelievable. Can't let the slaves know what's going on. U.S. military denies German citizen, detains German citizen in Afghanistan. Little report on that. Can't be there covering what's happening. And the suspicion of terrorism, the report is, though, that it's an aid group. Feds change policy, will now collect DNA from every person they arrest, and that means local police under federalization. And now you know why at checkpoints all over the country they're taking blood and tissue out of your cheeks in the last year they've been doing it. Really, it goes back a decade, but now it's nationwide. They're now admitting, and by the way, I heard Derry Brownfield reading mainstream news today on air on the network, and I pulled it up. There it was. Mainstream news is now announcing that every baby at birth is put in a DNA database for the government. They don't tell you, though, that's been going on for 35 years criminally. The government is criminal. You understand? Feds change policy, will now collect DNA from everybody. So they're basically now just the whitewashing what they're doing. So they announce what they're doing decades after it's in place. New Jersey court requires subpoena for Internet subscriber records. That's something attacking free speech on the web. Oh, man. There's a report up on PrisonPlanet.com about We Are Change being provocateured and set up in New York, not just in Ireland. And that's also at WeAreChange.org right there. Groombell says financial system narrowly averted collapse. This says Oswald Grubel, well-known ex-CEO of Credit Suisse Bank, confirms in an interview given to Swiss newspaper Sonntagsblatt that the world financial system was sharply nearer to collapse in mid-March when Bear Stearns collapsed without intervention of central banks. The system would have not survived. He compared the moment with the Cuba crisis. With the Cuban Missile Crisis, as I see it, the first time that an insider spoke so clearly about the dramatic situation of our days, one bank collapsing, he added, and the whole system will crash. Wow. So there is that. Border fence leaves rich and powerful untouched. The Texas Observer, and it says that they are not really even building it. They're just using it piece by piece to grab people's property, then leaving large areas owned by rich people or special interest alone. Yeah, they're not. They've built like 40 miles of fence. They're supposed to have the whole thing built 2 years ago, and they only build it in selective areas, and they put openings in it for, quote, wildlife to go through, and then drainage ditches that a man can bend down only halfway and go right underneath. That story is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. In Florida, snooping cops disguise cameras as fire hydrants. Kurt Nemo gets into that, and they just randomly surveil everyone, saying that everyone could be terrorist. So that report is up there. Not getting into much detail here because this is the news that I do read in detail and then never have a chance to properly cover on air. Pipe down, Brussels slaps a noise order on the heart of Scotland. That's right. They're telling bus drivers they've got to stop every 25 miles, get everybody off to walk for their health. They're saying you can't use pounds at your grocery stores. You'll be arrested. People are. They're saying what speech you can and can't have. It's all about the EU showing England how they're under their control. England always swore they'd allow a vote on it. Doesn't matter. They signed the EU court agreement. Now they're under EU tyranny. Pipe down, Brussels slaps a noise order on the heart of Scotland. Their high-pitched shrill has put fear into the hearts of Scotland's enemies and sensitive tourists reaching for the cotton wool. Well, I love the sound of bagpipes. Now, however, the bagpipes are to be quieted by an edict from Brussels. From this month on, pipers will adhere to strict volume limits or risk breaking European Union health and safety rules. Now, remember, the European Union allows the mosquito system, ultra-low frequency that actually damages your ears, to be put out in city streets to, quote, keep kids from congregating. They can damage your ears, but, oh, you can't have bagpipes. They pick things that sound ridiculous to set these precedents. They can make you do something dumb, like take your shoes off or be strip searched at the airport or not carry shampoo on. Or have checkpoints on the highway without warrants. You'll accept anything. So now they're saying that they are banning bagpipes. They're also saying they're not allowed to use the particular wood out of Africa. They're trying to ban it there. They attack cultural icons to set precedents because if you'll accept that, you'll accept anything. Classic Pavlovian conditioning, hardcore behavioral psychology, black op attack. There is that article, Times of London. Not playing games. AT&T serves notice. Internet has 3 years before it faces Borg assimilation. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. He has their own statements about how they're going to shut down the old web, make you go on the new web where you have to pay much more and where there's no freedom of speech because you'll have subdomains on their sites. So all of those busy on the message boards at Infowars where we let you do it unless you slander or threaten people to kill them. We also have people that would go on there and threaten themselves and then say, how dare you not kick them off? We trace the IP. It was the same guys. So we do kick some people off, but it's pretty wild. You can do pretty much what you want there as long as it's serious and not kill this person, kill that person. We've already had the Secret Service drop by, so nice try, guys. We tracked it back to you. So that's why that's going on there. But you didn't know about that? Yeah, that happened. AT&T... Again, that's how they're shutting it down. It's called Internet 2. Funding worries Fusion Center officials. Another unfunded mandate by the federal government. In the late 90s, they built emergency management centers in rural areas and 4- and 5-county areas in big cities. They made the citizens pay for it with unfunded mandates locally. They integrate the police under federal control to run checkpoints, martial law sweeps in their own words. But now the feds aren't even going to pay for any of it. We've got to all pay for it ourselves. So just another tax of Big Brother there for you. That's out of FCW.com, big site that tracks government, a federal computer weekly. U.S. military targets southwest Colorado. They're busy land grabbing, shoving around whoever they want, doing whatever they want. That's out of Renew America. Food rationing begins in America, KPTM television. Food shortages and rationing have been a third world problem as of late, but recently the phenomenon once thought unthinkable in the United States could start happening. The New York Sun paper is reporting that major retailers of both coasts are limiting consumers' purchase of flour, rice, and cooking oil. The Sun reports that Costco warehouse in California ran out of rice. Frustrating shoppers, where's the rice? An engineer from Palo Alto, California, said you should be able to buy something like rice. This is ridiculous. Not in the new global system. You read State Department Memorandum 200 and all their other official documents. This is all stated by them. And Richard Inhofe, head of the CFR, said in a public CFR document last year, and he said similar things in 93 when he wasn't chairman, in a Club of Rome document we posted on prisonplanet.com, direct links to him, that terror is fake, that the global warming is fake, but that it's perfect unifying system to, quote, wage war on humans by the elite. Public stated, as I told you, and somebody found their own documents where they said exactly what I'm saying. I mean, it's not hard. It's a public attack pattern. This whole anti-terror thing is for you. The whole environmental deal is to restrict and tax and control you while they engage in total environmental Armageddon with the genetic engineering and the rest of it. The fission, fusion, cyclotrons, all of it. It's just insane. If you don't know what cyclotrons are, you better find out, ladies and gentlemen. Food shortages or globalist depopulation agenda. This is the key article that Nemo did yesterday. You know, he spent hours doing this. You ought to go read it. Food shortages or globalist depopulation agenda. Continuing, recycling cops freak out residents. It's already happened in England, where they have tracker chips that track you. They check to make sure you're putting your bottles and things in there, or they fine and fee you. There you go. Recycling cops freak out residents. Ah, yes, the new EnviroSpies. They have all these white papers written where you think CPS is bad and the cops are bad. They're going to have EnviroCops home inspections every month. I mean, how big your house can be, any changes in your home. Just hell on earth, folks. Just absolute total control. Just unthinkable. Metals. Gold rises on weak dollar. Oil goes to all-time high. There is that for you. We are changed to release assault videos. Is someone running around waving signs saying that We Are Changed did the bombing of the recruiting center wearing Hitler mustache. I mean, this is just all these people. A lot of you are sucked into this no plane thing. You don't understand. It's a total black op. I saw it coming a mile away. Final segment, totally jam-packed with documents and articles on the other side. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight. I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious.
The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
We got some big guests coming up this week on the show and next week. I'm just going to give you a fair warning. Burmis will be filling in Thursday. I got four guests. Two of them are huge on Friday. Big guests next week. A lot of other surprises for you, the viewers, and the listeners. Sheriff's back three jails for illegal immigrants. News 19, sounds reasonable in Myrtle Beach. But when you read, it's federally funded, locally run prisons for illegal aliens and terrorists. And they have a few of these for shows. They have one outside Austin. And they mainly just harass Arabs and a few other people. The illegals have been caught literally cleaning the prison. It's like the illegals were caught building the border prison under the border fence. So you can't make this stuff up. So there is that article. That's the problem, is that this is, again, all staged. Very sophisticated, the people that run things. 50% of L.A. workforce are immigrants, UPI. And the problem is, I've talked to people that are chefs there, black, white. If you're not a Mexican, you don't get hired now. They'll run you out of the dry cleaning business. And this is what's happening. This is racism. I'm not saying all Hispanics do this, but the La Reconquistas do, especially in L.A. You're not allowed. You can't work in the restaurant. You can't work in custodial services. And it's 50% of L.A. workforce are immigrants. And, of course, 75% of the children there, more than half the children in Texas are. And the problem is they're not being taught to love this country. They're being taught by the Ford Foundation that this is Mexico. Also, oil, as I mentioned, goes record above 118 a barrel. There's the actual number on that. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. Disney launching unit to make environmental films for children. AP, this will be shown in schools everywhere. All about worshiping Gaia, giving your rights up, hating humanity, making humans the enemy, in the words of the chairman of the CFR. But, of course, an enemy the government, the Pentagon, are willing to deal with. Oh, yes, their eugenics program. So there's the Disney launching unit to make environmental films. More convicted felons allowed to enlist in Army and the Marines. That's ABC News. I have another AP article on this as well. And they only give you a small percentage of them. I remember 8 years ago seeing in Washington papers, Washington Times, Washington Post reported, and they said it was very good, of course, you can pull them up, that aggravated felons who were illegal aliens were being hired out of the prisons. And I still get emails saying I'm making this up. Here is AP for you if you'd rather have that. Surgeons give hope to blind with successful bionic eye operation. Yeah, they're able to give people sight now. It's not as good as regular sight, but it will be soon, and it's just amazing and wonderful, and this is why the elite want to kill 80% of us or more, because they don't want the general public having access to all of this. It's a revolution they're trying to suppress, and they use Homeland Security and the global tyranny to suppress all the real technologies that have been developed. Bank of America, net income falls 75%. They're in deep trouble. That's a Bloomberg Financial for you. Tony Snow to go to CNN, who cares? Sending Marines to recruit women. Japan's hunger becomes a dire warning for other nations. Major food shortages in Japan. I am out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you will all join me live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members who subscribe, who get the live video cam feeds, document cams, the rest of it, and get it archived within a few hours of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a membership, think about it. I want to thank the folks in here running the show in Texas, John Harmon up in Minnesota running it from that end. I just want to commend everybody and thank you. My first and second hour today were unbelievably important. Clear evidence of the local person being murdered. Tune in right now at InfoWars.com. Right now for retransmission at InfoWars.com. You can go there and hear the first and second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The elect.